JB2HXS.
You said that awful slow. What's the problem? The Valium, or was it the fact that yesterday somebody told you to slow down with that tongue twister, Dave? Good morning, N0TR.
I was asked to slow down. Hiya, Tom.
Yeah, I heard that. Let me turn my radio down. It is kind of a tongue twister, I'll have to admit. But, you get used to your call and you just don't want to change it, and that's probably the best attitude. I had to, because mine was N0 Zulu Hotel Bravo when I first started out, and I like Morse code, and that's just way too long to break into a pileup.
Oh, no, I understand completely, and sometimes I forget, you know. If I'm talking to one of my friends up in New York or something, and you kind of fall back in that vernacular a little bit, and it's like, I got to slow down, I forgot, you know. Because y'all don't understand me when I talk too fast.
Yeah, our nephew lives up in Boston. I always tell him it's a different language up there, and I can't afford to park my car up there because he just, he lives in a little different, pay grade neighborhood than we do down here.
You know, they got that, Bostonian or Northeastern, a little bit of a packed car kind of thing. But, you have little different sayings all around the country. Heck, you know, you go down south and, the way people speak are a bit different, a little heavier than the southern drawl, as it were.
It's good. They say it's been taken over by people from other areas down here, that the old southern language is disappearing, unfortunately. I love to hear it. I went down to the fire station one time, Dave, there at Lake Cunningham, which is just a mile from us or so. And I told him I'd like to have a CO2 fire extinguisher, and I wanted a good one. I don't like these stupid powder things. You know, they make a mess. And my wife's always baking, so it's a good idea. And being an electrician, I'm Mr. Safety, I guess you'd say. Try to be, anyway. So I goes in there, and this young man, maybe in his late 20s, I sit down with him, very nice, and I said, this is what I want. And he says, well, we don't do that, Tom. It takes a lot of specialized high-pressure pumps to do the CO2 bottles. And he says, why don't you just get one of these ones like we got here? And they sort of resemble the old soda ones in the old days. And he says, you just add water to it and put a little Dawn in it. And I said, well, I know what water is, but I've never heard of Dawn. Oh, he says, the dishwasher detergent.
That's funny. Yeah, I've got a couple of those small little the kitty or kittle ones at the house, because we have a gas stove, and my stepson, he has a tendency to walk away from things when he's frying, and I jumped on him one day and said, you got to stop walking away from this, because if you burn my house down, you're going to be out on your butt. But yeah, we have a couple of those around the house too.
And yeah, I'll tell you for sure. I hope Bernice never has to use it, but I always double-check the stove before we leave, because she's always baking something. That's probably 50% of our electric bill. But I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong.
Hi, Dave.
Hello. Yeah, well, we got the gas stove, gas oven stove. So our gas bill runs probably $14 to $15 a month, depending on the time of the year and, holiday time. Of course, there's more baking being done, things like that. But my gas bill averages about $14 or $15 now. My electric bill for December was crazy. That was just that went through the roof. And now this month with the cold weather, I can't wait to get the bill for this month.
For a moment. Well, you're going to have to get rid of that gas stove. Biden's outlawed them, so that's out. Can't even have a gas barbecue. what a crazy world. Yeah, I'm afraid mine's going to be that way, too, because I noticed the auxiliary heat come on because, Dave, we're older, and then I have one lung that's attached to my rib cage, and it gets adhesions real easy, and so we usually keep it on 73, and I like it warm at night, which is the inverse of what most people like, and I turn it down to 71 during the day. I forgot to turn the one down in the basement. I got a 3-kilowatt space heater down there, and I left it on 76 last night because I wanted it to run while we were watching TV, and I was doing Morse code. And I bet that thing ran all night. It's 3 kW. It's 240 volt. But you know what? As long as we're warm, I'm not going to complain. And Duke Energy's going to raise it a goodly amount here coming up pretty quick, I think.
Oh, yeah. And if Duke raises it, you know, because I'm on Greer's DPW, and you know they're going to raise it tremendously. Because they buy from Duke and they resell to us, and I can't get Duke power to my house, nor will Greer CPW honor any kind of solar panels or anything. They don't want to help you out with anything, so they just want the money. And if you think I'm going to give up my gas stove, you got another thing coming, pal. Yeah.
Attaboy. We'll put an attaboy on the wall for you there. we're kind of independent that way, too. If they think I'm going to buy an electric car, they need to rethink their thinking, because I've seen all those ones sitting around dead when it got cold earlier this year. I'm all for energy conservation and that. I like the idea they've developed these small nuclear plants now. And they'll serve, I can't remember, the 50,000 homes each or something of that nature. Quite a few, but they're a lot smaller and modular, and they only require fueling every few years. So maybe they'll get that down if they can just figure out what to do with the waste. But I think that's their best bet. I think Duke's got the right idea. But they're telling everybody, hey, you need to go get a nuclear plant built because it takes 10 years for the licensing. But at the same time, they're cutting personnel and adding solar panels. Well, I don't know, because solar panels will last like 30 years, and then you got to replace them, you know.
Access mobile for ID. Yeah, I don't know. I know the rates are going to go up eventually. You know, it's just the way of things right now. But I guess we'll see what happens this November.
I don't have much confidence in any of them, to be honest with you, Dave. But c'est la vie. we're down here at Aldi's and getting ready to park. But I've really enjoyed the conversation with you. I think those, those auxiliary heaters in there are about 20 kW, if I'm not mistaken. So they didn't run a whole lot, but they ran some in our house. And I think the basement helps, to kind of keep the temperature more even. But I like to keep the basement warm because we go down there every night and spend quite a bit of time. Take care, Dave. Have a safe day. And 0TR clear with your final.
All right, Tom. And again, just be careful with the heat pumps. You know, they don't run real efficient, getting down below 31 and spin that meter up. Have a good day. 73 N0TR KB2HXS gone.